Sir, do you have an USP? Do you have an USP as well? I do.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us in another episode of That Checks Out with Damon and Ted. Also in studio, Jerry and Mac.
Yeah. We said Jerry's name first. Because we prioritize.
Wow. Over 200 episodes, I've been the guy at the end of the list. One time we say Mac last.
Yeah.
Why am I last?
Well, he's one nap on a space bar away from us not recording any of this anyway. So
sorry,
space
bar.
Yeah. All right.
Space
bar. I have a great story. By the way, that pauses, just in case you're wondering. Yeah, we found that out. So, cost me about $12.50. About $3.50. That's what it cost me. All right. I went on a school visit with Chuck. So we went up north, right? We wanted to order pizza. By the way, if you guys could juggle, I'd appreciate that. What are we juggling? Are we going through our bills?
Mac, no, I will say Jerry's.
That's why we said Max name
Jerry's
last.
Wearing a fine pair of all that shorts.
Yeah, yes. All that checks out. Okay.
All that.
So we wanted to get a pizza because we stayed the night over. So we stayed overnight the night before. It was a Sunday visit for him to go to the college and see and watch a practice and get a tour and do all this stuff. So anyway, I go, hey, I want to try this place called Toppers. Okay. I don't know if you ever heard of it. I don't know if it's a chain or not, but I know it's up. It's up by the school. So I'm like, Toppers Pizza. Okay.
Toppers Pizza. All right. Yep. I'm with you.
So I call there and I thought, here's the deal. Instead of me trying to find a pizza place in a place I don't live, I'd rather, normally I don't pay like a delivery and tip the guy. I don't like to, but I'm like, I'll just do that. Okay. I call Toppers. Okay. And when I call, I get put on hold. Are they juggling? All I hear is you guys.
They're trying to figure out this screen.
All I hear is Mac. You might want to kill your mic there, Mac. Or, well, you no, could kill mine, too.
He's talking into Jerry's mic.
He's like, I killed my mic. You're talking into Jerry's.
So you call Toppers.
So I call Toppers.
Squirrel.
Yeah. So what's funny is I call, and I get a call center, okay? And I get the typical call center, not like Toppers in, like, Wisconsin, like a call center.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I said was, I thought first before I even ordered, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we'll just go there. I'm like, do you have dine-in? This is what I said. Do you have dine-in at your place? Hold on. Let me check. They put me on hold. And I'm
hold on. Let me check. Let me call Toppers and ask them.
That's what I got. But I was like, so they put me on hold. I'm on speaker. Chuck's dying because he knows I'm getting angry. So oh, yeah. He's watching
it. That doesn't
it.
Take much.
Yeah, no, he's watching it and he's enjoying it. So anyway, he's watching what I'm doing. And I go, don't you just have to turn your head slightly to the left? Oh, there's people. Are there people sitting at tables? Yeah. You have dine-in. He comes back. He goes, we can take orders. That's what he says. Okay. So I literally tell him, I go, all right. I says, here's what I want to order. I want to order your special where you get a pizza and you get these like breadstick things and you get a 2 liter of soda, which Chuck will drink Mountain Dew. It is what it is. So I was like, that's what I want. And it was like $20. So, you know, it's not great pizza. You're in a college town. It is what it is. Right. And so anyway, I said, are they squares or triangles? He goes, it's pie shaped.
It's round.
Yeah. He goes, it's pie shaped. Chuck loses his mind because he can see me fuming. Right.
Yeah.
So, he goes, well, what do you want on your topper sticks? Those are the breadsticks. And I go, what are the options? He runs through them really fast. And he says, and I go, oh, the bacon ones. I go, what are those? He goes, well, they have bacon on them. Okay. So I go, yeah, I'll have those. I'll have those, right? Hand to God, he takes my whole order and he puts it in. He goes, oh, hold on. Oh, well, they're not taking delivery orders right now. And I go, okay. So they won't deliver. I said, that's cool. Then let's place it for a pickup. I'll go pick it up. He comes back. He goes, I'm going to transfer you to the store. He transfers me to the store. Okay. And the guy answers the phone. He's Toppers. And I'm like, okay, I already talked to somebody at Toppers.
Toppers.
So apparently
we're not taking orders.
Yeah. So here's what I tell him. I go, hey, like place an order for delivery. Oh, we're not doing orders for delivery right now. I said, okay. So I'll place an order for pickup. He goes, we're not doing orders for pickup right now. That's what he says. Now you've just told me the only two ways of orders you take, you're not doing them.
Unless there's dining.
So no, what I tell him is, I said, so you guys are kind of, are you guys closed? And he goes, yeah, kind of now. Yeah, we're closed. That's what he says. I hang up the phone. I'm so angry.
Can you see it through the window?
Huh?
Can you see the open sign through the window?
Yeah.
Because no, I've had that happen.
That would have been great. But I hang up and I was so pissed. And Chuck's looking at me and he's like, and now we want pizza. Okay. We psyched ourselves into like, we're going to have pizza. And I was like, and I was coming off, like, I fasted that week, and I'm like, oh, pizzas, this sounds great. We're going to have some pizza. I don't have to worry about having leftovers. I got the human vacuum with me, right? So now we're looking through, and we're like, okay, we got to find somewhere. We found a place called Sal's. Listen, if you got to think somebody's going to have a good slice of pizza, it's going to be Sal, right?
Wait, are you sure it's a slice, or is it pie-shaped?
Yeah. I said, do you guys cut it into squares? Or triangles, because I wanted triangles. Just me and Chuck. Just cut it in triangles. We're not like they're not eight people eating off it, and yeah, it's pie shaped, sir. It's pie shaped. Okay. Anyway, I call Sal's. We order the pizza. It comes out. It's probably the best pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
Get out of town.
No, I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding you. And we ordered more pizza.
No, I was just that yeah. wasn't connected. I was
just, you're like seriously, just leave.
Just get out of town.
Get out of town. But no, and so Chuck looks at me and goes, Sal knows how to make a slice, you know? And I'm like, do you remember earlier? He's like, oh, I do. He goes, that was hysterical, Dad. He goes, I really thought you were going to have a stroke. And then I thought back to you watching me have a stroke and doing nothing.
You know, one time I watched you have a stroke.
Yeah.
It was right in this room.
Yeah. Well, if I was eating delicious pizza there. From Sal, yeah,
Mac
you were
there.
Not there. You were in the other room laughing as same as Ted was. So, but anyway, it was phenomenal.
Do you think it's a conspiracy where maybe Sal runs that call center?
Oh.
And he just angers you enough. Hey, I'm gonna have just like, and he gets like the caller ID says this is coming from Toppers. He's like Toppers. Yeah. You guys taking orders? No.
Nah, we're close.
We taking takeout orders? No.
Nah.
So you guys kind of close? Yeah. You should call sales.
So that was the guy's answer. I go, so you guys are technically close. He goes, yeah, kinda.
Now I would have been like, why did you answer the phone? What time was it? Was it late?
6 o'clock at night.
Okay, that's bizarre.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, well, you're in a college town. Are you that busy you're not going to take delivery orders or you're that shorthanded? I get it. But how are you that busy yeah. you're not going to make a pizza? You know, I didn't understand.
That is so weird. Now, to your point, Truman got a small, medium. It was a smaller size pizza the other day, and they cut it into squares.
Really?
It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, see, there's too many corners in that. You don't want that.
Well, he hates squares. He prefers triangles.
Yeah. But, well, if he's the only one eating it, there's nothing wrong with that.
But it was just weird because usually you see a pizza that size. Yeah.
Well, and you know, here's the deal too. As a guy who's paying for the pizza and I'm sitting with the human vacuum, if I cut triangles, I'm like, hey, there's six triangles or eight triangles. Four triangles are yours.
Yeah.
Four triangles are mine. If we're eating squares, he's giving me the four little corner pieces. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
he's that's four pieces, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to take four out of the middle. You know what I mean? And he's going on. And that's how we do it.
He's doing a weird, like, you know. Like he's playing Snake on an old Motorola phone right. where he's like, I want these and this and sliding over this way. And like,
yeah, you get one for me, two for you, one, two for me, three for you, yeah. one, two, three for me. Now, he's doing it.
I eat the four corners and I don't even count that as I've eaten anything yet.
Correct. Yeah. That's just tasting. Is the pizza good?
Yeah. How's the crust here?
How's the sauce? Is it good? So anyway, so we had a delicious pizza and then we had a nice visit. So it was nice. But I have one more story and I got a phone call while I was on this trip. From DirecTV, because I have DirecTV. By the way, I don't mind saying DirecTV, and I don't know if I'll have them much longer, so it is what it is. But they wouldn't take no for an
DirecTV
answer.
DirecTV is dead to me.
They kind of are. They wouldn't take no for an answer.
Got it.
They called me probably 6 days in a row. I see DirecTV showing up on my phone, and I just bump it to voicemail. I'm like, forget it. They don't leave a message. So it's not important. You're trying to sell me something. Because if you're not going to go, call us back. We're trying to sell you something. You're just waiting for me to answer right. the phone. So I'm in this hotel room. I got nothing else going on. I'm like, I'm going to answer the phone. And they literally said, they go, hey, we'd like to offer you. I said, I'm not interested. And I said, I'm not trying to waste your time. But I said, mark me down now that you got a hold of me. I'm just not interested. And I said, thank you very much. And we're done. I was actually very nice about it because I'm like, I have nothing else going on right now. They're not interrupting anything. We're fine. Let me tell you what this guy decided. He said, he goes, well, do you realize what you're missing out on? Okay. Yeah, I do. Because let me tell you what I'm missing out on. You're going to give me, I already have HBO for free because I have with my phone and everything else, I have HBO. The Max thing, the Max app.
Yeah.
You want to give me Stars and Showtime on my TV, on my DirecTV. You want to give me that for like 60, 90 days. After that, you're going to charge me like $19 a month for each channel. I'm going to forget to shut it off. I'm going to pay for 1 or 2 months and go, why is my bill so high? And then you're going to be like, well, we're not, sir, you had to cancel. You know what I mean? This is what happens every time. So instead of me taking the free channels that I'm not going to watch anyway, how about if I just don't take them?
Right.
Then I'll have to remember to shut them off. Okay. So this is where my brain's at. He actually says, he goes, maybe someone else in the house would like to take advantage of this offer. That's what he says.
Wow.
Okay. Now I'm a little pissed. Because now I'm like, look, now you're wasting my time. I'm gonna hang out with my kid. We're joking around, having a good time. Now you are bothering me. I thought I was being nice. Okay. So I said, you know what? Maybe they would. Let me ask. And I go, hey, give me the name of who the bill comes in. I said, give me the name of the guy whose account the money comes out of. I said, okay, I just talked to both of them and me. All three of us decided we do not want to watch. We do not need this channel. And I said it like that, right? And I said, so thanks for your time. Click. And I hung up. But I'm like, bro, do you really, like, is that your sales?
I was gonna say, how effective is that?
Yeah. To be like, you know, maybe you're missing out. Maybe somebody else would like to watch this. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm the one that pays the bill. I'm the one that's going to pay for these channels when we forget to shut them off, because it's going to happen. Or I shut them off and you go, well, you never shut them off. You know, that's what happens. So do you think that I need to pay $19 a month for my kids to maybe watch a show, okay, or a movie on a channel? Chuck don't even have a box in his room. He watches everything on apps. You know what I mean? He watches Paramount, or he watches Netflix, or, you know, that's what he does. And so, like I said, I'm very close to, because now I can get through Sling or something else. I can get my Sunday ticket, and not Sunday ticket, but my Red Zone channel. I don't have to get it from DirecTV. That's why I always had DirecTV. Mm-hmm. I pay a lot to them every month for the guy to call me up and go, maybe somebody else.
I would have.
Dude, I try to keep my cool, and I'm not going to start yelling because I'm in a hotel room, you know? But I wrote the quote, maybe someone else in the house would like to take advantage of this offer.
That is just absolutely.
And I thought, you know what?
You know what? One time out of 1,000, it works.
But it's like, you know you're screwing with me. You know it right now. I mean, do you have people sitting here like, watch this? You know what I mean? What are you doing? Yeah. I don't know what your end game is, but it really pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, nobody else in my house. I talked to the other two guys, okay? And all three of us decided we were not doing DirecTV. Yeah. They are dead to me. Now, I will pay their bill next month.
Should have been like, no, we're not taking extra channels right now. we're kind of closed.
We're closed. So are you closed? Kinda. Yeah. Are you closed now? Kinda. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
So.
The other guys in the house said we're kind of closed.
So what about you? Anything interesting happened?
I almost died this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I'm on my way to work. Okay. I decide that I would like a delicious iced tea. There's a fuel station not too far from my work that sells a decent sized iced tea at a decent sized price.
Okay. What's a decent sized price? 99 cents or something?
Yeah, it's about a buck.
Okay.
Tax.
I'm in. Go ahead.
And it's like 44 ounces, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Decent size.
That's good.
So I'm waiting at the light. I have to turn left. Arrow comes on. I see the other guy already coming through.
Yeah.
So he sees it. He acknowledges it. He's come through. I've been in the middle of at least not doing it or not causing it, at least 17 honkings on the way to this part. Just people just not having it this morning.
Yeah, because I know where you're driving. So
I just decide, all right, I pause a little bit, and I start to go. As I'm halfway through my turn, I look over, and I see a guy doing probably 65 miles an hour, not slowing.
Oh.
And the distance between us is not great, as in to say, short.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all reaction. I just gunned it. And like,
and you made it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I literally whipped like sideways because that's how much I whipped the back end out of it, because I was going and just vroom. And that guy didn't slow down and like nothing. And people like,
was it a cop or was it?
No, it was just a regular dude sliding through the red, because it was clearly, it wasn't like he was trying to catch the yellow. It had been red.
Yeah. He's like, listen, that guy waited till it was totally clear. It's no longer clear.
Yeah. And the best part is no one else everyone in the intersection just watched it happen, didn't honk, didn't do anything, just, hey, that guy's going to get,
woohoo, yeah. Dad, hey
that guy's going to.
Yeah. Hey, should we tell him? No. Shh. Let's see what happens.
So then now, you know, that's how I'm starting my day, is that I'm amped. I'm totally, totally drained.
Did you get yourself a second tea then? You get two teas?
No, I just went with the one.
Okay. You know what? You earned two T's.
I did.
You could have had a second T. Yeah. You know, you get two L's. You could have had two T's. Could have had two T's. Just a tad. But that's I got to be honest with you. This story, if it ended differently, I think either way, I was okay with this story. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was okay. So you do that to me, I'm doing it to you.
I cannot tell you. Like, it's about almost an hour to get to my work. It's about 45 minutes to get home. It's an hour because of the time I leave.
Right.
And half of that is just getting out of this GD town.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just getting from the middle of this town to the edge of this town, and then the rest of it is pretty much farms to get home.
Yeah.
And it is so infuriating because no matter which way you go, it's like, oh, if I go this way, there's four lights, the major road, and then nothing. If I go the other way, there's nothing, the major road, and then four lights. It's like, I hate, there's no way out of this place.
See, mine is, it's either construction or construction or construction or back roads. So at least I duck out back roads.
I can parallel like the main, the garbage road that we have to get, I have to get across before I clear. I can parallel that up and down that there's no good way to get across it.
No,
and
there's
it's
not.
So frustrating. Yeah. And again, I've driven in major cities. I don't, this week alone, I don't know what's going on, but as soon as the light turns green, like the brain hasn't even like registered it went from red to green, and there is already someone just burn.
Yeah, and, well, you're supposed to hit the tree, man. You got to tree it, you know, in a perfect light.
And it's just like, I know it's not me. I'm not like, I'm trapped in the middle of cars, so right, I know it's not me. But it's still like, who's doing that? What's going on?
I'm not
what,
beeping.
What should I be doing?
Yeah, am I supposed to beep too? Am I getting beeped at? Or am I supposed to beep?
Oh, also the amount of people that just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah,
like, hey, if we all speed up, we can catch this light.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? I can see the amount of distance between you and the 14 cars ahead of us. Why are we not catching the? And we didn't miss.
Yeah, we didn't make the light. I did that at Six Corners on the way here.
I was just going to say, I was at the Six Corners intersection the other day, and somebody was on their phone
not paying attention
during the green arrow. Well, two cars ahead of me, and we all missed it.
Well, that's justifiable.
With, like, plenty of time.
Yeah, that's
if
justifiable.
They had been paying attention.
Well, they get a burn. They can get one.
Yeah. But if the cops show up, they'd be like, what happened? He's on his phone during a green light at Six Corners. Oh, it's justifiable. Just put the tarp over him. We'll take the body. It's all good. All right. We're going to push this car out of the way so nobody else misses this light. Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, totally justifiable. Meanwhile, Ted's in the middle of the intersection going, who's coming through? Six Corners.
I'm checking for everyone.
Oh, my God.
Now I got to check five ways?
Yeah, there's five ways that somebody's going to cream me as I'm going through this. I had the same experience, and that's why I said I was one car from getting through, and I was like, guys, I could have easily made it, but okay, it is what it is. You know, the light only goes so long.
The other day, okay, GPS is telling me to go this way. I'm going to go this way. Turn left. Train.
Yeah.
Get through that. All right. GPS telling me this way. I'm going to go this way. Semi. GPS. I was like, I can't win.
Yeah.
I cannot win. I'm like, I'm going to cut the corner. Nope.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't actually a train. It was two trains. One going.
Two trains. Yes.
One going north, one going chance. South. Never and you could me. Just see the other one behind the other one. And you're like, son of a.
I like when you're like, one went one way, one went the other. I don't think trains could do that. Only when I'm sitting at the intersection. That's how it happens. All right. Can we do some fun facts since you're still alive?
I do want to say, and I hope they never listen to this because it's terrible, but it's been driving me nuts. Someone at work was talking about where a certain location was, and they said it was east of 80. East of Interstate 80. And I was like, so you're saying it's in the Atlantic Ocean?
So it's on 80 somewhere?
Yeah. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, west of 80 is the Pacific Ocean. East of 80 is the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah. It's wild, but I guarantee it. So I actually like got a map and put a W out in the Pacific and E out in the Atlantic and like sent that to them. And it was like, here you go.
Yeah. Just so you know, there is a true east. But you're going to be swimming.
But no one said anything. We're in a meeting and they said that. I was like, anybody?
No, nobody? We're not going to jump on that?
I'm going to not let that go.
Yeah, I'm the new guy. Am I going to get fired? Or I'm going to say something.
That doesn't exist.
Hey, can I raise my hand in a meeting? Yeah. Am I allowed to talk?
Is it like the Oasis that goes over 80?
That's what it is. That counts. Is there a Burger King in there? They do a twofer?
There's no drive-through.
No drive-through. All right, let's do a couple fun facts. This one's pretty good. In 1945, so you know what time that was. That's wartime. A group of Soviet school children presented a U.S. ambassador with a carved U.S. seal as a gesture of friendship.
Did you think it was an actual seal?
Can you guess what happened?
There was some sort of listening device in it?
Correct. It hung in his office for 7 years before discovering it contained a listening device.
Nailed it.
Okay.
I got it in one.
You're the new guy, okay?
Yeah.
You're not a dignitary. Yeah. You're not a U.S. ambassador.
Nope.
Okay? We're not in wartime going, hey, thanks for the gift.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, you know what? Hitler sent us over a little flower basket. I think, you know.
That'd be like, we have a logo. It's round. It's got a check mark. It has our title at the top, our names at the bottom. That'd be like if I handed that to you and it was 14 inches thick.
Yeah.
What? Why is this so thick?
Why is this heavy.
You could make this out of easily 3 inches.
Yeah.
Why is it humming?
Yeah. Why is it? Wait, I need to plug this in? Yeah. Why am I plugging this in? Yeah, this is so weird.
Why is this hunk of wood setting off the Geiger counter?
But again, like I said, so 1945, So if you get from Germany, you get a delicious what is it, caramel? Okay, yeah. Caramel array. You don't just start chowing down. Okay, so
he gets it. And he's like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna hang it in my. I'll hang it at my like you know, my den at home. Nyet. Yeah. It goes in office.
In office.
It's just like a, you know, it's a, you know, a short person dressed as a child.
Yeah.
No. You hang that in office.
No, but it was a neat looking thing. I mean, it's got, you know, we made that.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I'll turn that around.
Yeah.
Russian kids made that?
Yeah.
It looks like it came off a CNC.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, by the way, our kids are very artistic. Okay. And they know how to make an eagle and your flag. Yeah. Meticulously, okay? We practice.
When you go through customs, you make sure you declare electronics. What? Why? It's wood.
Why? What are we doing?
Don't worry about it. Remember, office.
Yeah. Office. Yeah.
We will be listening.
Yeah. Oh, I'll know if you put it in your office. What? Oh, I'll know.
7 years.
7 years.
Hey, you know what? The last, like, 6.5 years, the Russians have known every move we're going to make.
Not even that.
Weird.
You think every time a Russian cleaning lady comes in with batteries, okay, you're like, why? Why is she coming in with watch batteries? What are we doing?
I have to clean your clock. I don't have a clock in here. Well, what's the American word? Oh, shield. That's what I meant.
Yeah. What's the thing we gave you? That one. That's what I'm cleaning. All right. Here's next fun fact. Okay. This is actually I just wanted to read it. So go ahead.
63 Earths can fit inside Uranus.
Is that not awesome? Jerry, that's for you. So anyway, what we're saying is 63 Earths. So Uranus, nobody can inhibit that. Yeah. And I'm not even trying to make a joke because it doesn't have the warmth and the everything. You would die. So how would they know that 60? How do they know? How do they know how big everything? I mean, again, what are you in relation to what? I mean, is it the solar system? Or are they just like when you go in and you turn in?
They have giant telescopes. They can see it pretty clearly.
Yeah, but how do they know?
How big is Uranus? When, like, yeah, you bring out a globe. You can fit 63 of these. Oh, that's pretty big. No. Earth.
Yeah, not just globes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
No, but how do they know? Like, you don't know the circumference of that, do you? Or is it just through math? You're like, okay, it's round.
Yeah.
So we're just doing what we see times whatever.
Yeah, that's how math works. If you can see it.
Yeah.
And you can, like,
it's new to you.
Yeah,
it's new to you. If you can see it for the first time, it's new to you. And by the way,
I just saw a thing that there's a new flat earth theory that we are a flat earth on top of a giant ice globe. Oh, so it's like now we're round.
Yeah.
Like you have argued yourself back into a globe.
Right. You know what a globe is? Round. Yeah. So, hey, I have this flat earth theory that we're round. I don't think that's how it works. I mean, is it a snow globe? Yeah. Can you shake it up and then all of a sudden it snows? That's pretty cool. Remember the one with the melted snowman where it just doesn't do anything? It just melted. Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, you can fit a lot in Uranus. That's what we got.
63 of them. All right. In 2010, three burglars thought they had found a stash of cocaine while breaking into a woman's house. Guess where?
Florida.
And Central Florida. Okay. You're good at this game. You were getting very good. Very good. They ended up sorting the ashes of a man and his two Great Danes. Okay. First off, you just keep that on the table.
Right.
Okay. I don't understand. Yeah. I've never once thought.
What are you keeping that in? Like, are you keeping it in a thing that says not Coke? Yeah. And they're like, this has got to be Coke.
Yeah. Hold on. She keeps her husband's ashes on a mirror on the table. This seems very odd.
Next to a credit card and a rolled up, rolled up hundred.
Rolled up hundred. Yeah. So in reality, I don't know that I've ever gone, I'm going to sniff that, find out what it is later.
Yeah. Also, I've never, anyone in this room and the other room, has anyone ever tried cocaine?
Yeah, no, I've never had cocaine. No?
I just don't, I assume it has some sort of flavor in your nose. Like, wouldn't you be able to tell, like, after the first line of dog?
Yeah, this is Great Dane. How do you know that? Okay, first, long story, okay? Long story. But yeah, so this is in 2010. So it's, I mean, you're in a modern era.
Yeah.
Okay? This isn't 1945. We found some coke. By the way, do you keep your stash of coke in an urn?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess you could. That would be the best way to do it, wouldn't it? If you really did.
I have to imagine that human and dog ash is an entirely different color than cocaine.
Until you get the The thing that says spot, yeah. You know, it's stuck to the end of the dollar bill. It's just from their necklace. You know what I mean? It's the dog tag.
The dog chain.
It's right there.
Tag, yeah.
And you're like, wait, this says spot. What are we doing? I don't know.
What if it was the gator from last week? Yeah. They call it Coca-Cola here?
It's Coca-Cola. That is so weird. Yeah. So weird. But again, I break in the house and what I'm looking for is probably not cocaine. And then I go, man, Yahtzee.
Well, I mean, it's a man and two dogs. Like, that's a lot for a human. So it's probably not remains. It's gotta be cocaine.
Yeah, but that's drug trafficking. As much ashes as you're going to have for that, that's not, hey, a little old lady lives here. I think she has an urn full of, or a cookie jar, you know, full of cocaine.
Yeah.
No, that's not what.
What if it says ash on it, right?
Yeah.
And they just think that it said stash.
Oh.
But the ST got wiped off.
Oh, I see what you're saying here.
Or what if her husband's name was like Scott Thompson? So it's like Scott Thompson Ash. Yeah. And they're like, this has got to be the stash, bro.
This has got to be the stash.
Found it.
Yeah.
They labeled it, brah.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be right here. Yeah.
Come on, brah.
Now, who's going to go steal 100 so we can support this up?
Right. Anyway, imagine just coming back in and they're all hallucinating from your Great Dane Ash.
Yeah.
You know? That lady had to be horrified, too.
This is the worst cocaine ever. I don't even have a buzz.
I have sniffed this whole jar. And
I feel like I could throw up, but I don't have a buzz at all.
I feel like I want to chase a tennis ball right now. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like I'm almost the size of a horse for a dog.
I don't think sniffing a Great Dane is going to make you want to chase a tennis ball. That probably didn't have any merit.
No,
I didn't. I
was going to let it go.
All right. So here, let me do my last one. And this one, I'm going to tell you why I think this is awesome.
With you.
A nurse wanted to know if her farts were contaminating equipment in the lab. The doctor and a microbiologist tested the hypothesis by having a colleague fart clothed and then naked onto two Petri dishes.
All right.
Yeah. You're with me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like totally naked?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Not just pantsless.
Hey, okay. Can we pick a colleague?
Okay, Linda, there's only one way this is going to work.
Yeah.
You got to be totally dressed in this like clown suit.
Yeah.
But then you totally got to have your butt out. And by butt, I mean feet and boobs and everything. But you got to be totally naked or it's not going to work in a Petri dish.
By the way, my nickname in high school is Petri dish.
Okay. We're going to test this using my mouth, right?
So. Yeah, right. So it says the conclusion was that clothing acts as a filter. Okay. Here's my surprise face.
Yeah.
Okay. Not surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Poo crumbs didn't come through the filter, but straight out of the Uranus.
Here's the last one. But naked farts can cause contamination. Here's a way. That might be the title. Naked farts cause contamination. All right. You just wanted to see, like you said, hey, what do we got to do to get Linda naked?
Yeah.
How about our fart theory? You ever tried our fart theory? We're going to have her do this. Okay. Linda, would you like to be part of a study?
Yeah. Who wants to do a couple lines of Grandpa Dave and his dogs?
Yeah, right.
Oh, after I fart in the Petri dish, I'm right over there.
Yeah, and then you toss off them pantaloons over there, and I want you to fart in his Petri dish. So
Jerry has looked up, what does cocaine smell like? What does it taste like? The answer is it must smell freaking awesome since you always see people smelling it in movies and such.
Thank you, Reddit.
Yes, thank you, Reddit.
You can Google anything, all right? Yeah.
Yeah, people keep wanting to put it in your nose. It must smell great.
If you chalk up, what does it not smell like? An old man and two Great Danes.
Yeah, that's ask Reddit what Petri dish farts smell like.
Yeah. Hey, is it contamination? But again, you honestly just like, we got to see Linda naked.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the old fart in the Petri dish?
Hey, Linda, we have a theory that women's farts contaminate the equipment. Now, yeah, as you can see, Dave and I, we're not women, so we're going to need you to get butt-ass naked. Yeah. All right. And fart right in this Petri dish.
Can you aim your farts? Yeah. Need you to aim.
Why is it sitting on an empty, like on a see-through chair and you guys are both under it?
Yeah.
It's for science.
That's what it is. That's what I was just going to say. It's on a glass table. Yeah. They're both underneath taking video. They're like, what are you doing? We have to document this.
This is part of the equipment, Linda.
This is for the grant, okay? We have to document this or we're not going to get paid.
We could be measuring how ants jump weird when you lengthen the legs. Think about that, Linda. You get to be in a nice, cool office. We'll give you some coffee to get it started. You know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, some coffee.
Why am I in Harvard doing this?
I don't know. but it's funny. The doctor and a microbiologist tested. So, you know, together, he's like, hey, she's never going to listen to me. I'm a microbiologist. I'm a doctor. It's okay. Hey, Linda, I got a PhD. Yeah. Okay.
Linda, we're going to do it in the viewing laboratory. You know, the one where the students can sit up top and watch what we're doing. we have said no junior mints because we've all seen that episode of Seinfeld.
We know what happens. It can happen. It can happen.
There's going to be no junior mints getting into your hoo-ha or whatever you want to call it.
No cornhole contamination.
It's quite refreshing.
Yeah. Ooh, it's minty. So.
But you said at the top she was concerned, right?
So, listen. I saw. You know, one of my favorite guys for doing stupid stuff in movies, Leslie Nielsen.
Oh,
okay?
For sure, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember what movie it was, but I saw the clip today, like on TikTok, and it was him where he's standing there and the lady walks up and she goes, Why are you staring at my dog? He goes, this dog has the weirdest expression on its face. She goes, well, that's his butt, right? And he goes, and
Leslie Nielsen, he goes, that's why it was so yeah.
Yeah, he goes, then he's really not gonna like that cookie I fed him. So that's what I'm thinking of when you're like, junior mints, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
She's really not going to like that junior mint.
Didn't you say at the top of the story that she was interested?
No, it says, a nurse wanted to know if her farts. So
also, now that makes me wonder, how much wind is this nurse blowing on a daily basis?
And well, at the same time, is this like an OnlyFans thing? Think about it. Microbiologists, OnlyFans? People would pay.
Jerry, look up Linda.
Nurse farts. Can we Google nurse farts?
Go into OnlyFans and look up nurse farts.
Nurse farts. Don't go incognito. Use his, just go right in his browser.
No.
Just right in it.
Google went from white to black real quick.
Mr. Cognito? Mr. Incognito?
But you mean Mr. Nito, Mr. Incognito.
Gotcha.
Oh, I don't think you should have that on the screen. Oh, it's TikTok. Okay, we're probably fine.
Yeah, we're good.
All I saw was that it said nurse farts, really giant lettering, and then a woman putting on a plastic glove.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to fish him out. I'm going in after him.
Yeah, see, that's what I saw. We probably don't need to see
that. Yeah, we don't need to see that. All right. So can we let's move on to a TCO of the week before this gets too randy. I'm not randy.
Wait. I'm not randy.
All right. TCO of the week. Also a short one. All right. Lawrence County woman arrested, charged with bludgeoning husband with revolver after missing him with all six shots. Okay. I picture the Dumb and Dumber at the end where like, Harry, you're alive and you're a terrible shot. Okay. But she missed with six shots and the guy was still standing close enough for her to beat him with the gun.
It was his wife in the kitchen with the revolver.
With the revolver.
You got shot? Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oddly enough, could have been the candelabrum, but it was the revolver.
Should he use the pipe? Should he use the wrench?
See your picture?
That's gotta be fake, bro. That's gotta be fake.
She has summer
her
eyes.
Her eyes are so crossed that they've wrapped back around.
Yeah. Her eyes are like in space balls. You know, he's like, I said across her nose, not up it. Sorry, sir. You know, just cross-eyed. But it's funny how they show the picture. Again, it's probably doctored up, but it's a real headline. You know what I mean? And so it's hysterical when you see her and you're like, she could hit anything. I don't know how she hit him with the bludgeon and the gun. Yeah. She must have been sitting on him.
One eye is checking dead ahead. The other one's checking behind her.
Yeah. Right. She's like a triclops and she's only got two eyes. So, and the guy's just real nonchalant in his mugshot, which by the way, why do you take a mugshot of a guy who got his ass beat?
There was probably some domestic violence.
Okay. Yeah. So he probably egged it on.
I hope it didn't go straight from here's your grape nuts. Yeah. Bam! Yeah. Bam!
What are you trying to do? I was trying to shoot the lid off of the milk jug. I got him grape nuts. I'm a really good shot. So, yeah, that's, but six, you figure six shots. So that wasn't even that's probably like a revolver then or something.
That's what you said at the beginning.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the revolver. That's right. Yeah. After missing him with all six shots. Yeah. No speed loader. She didn't reload.
I was going to say, I have practice with the speed loader.
She just beat him up. All right. So, honestly, that's TCO of the week. I don't know her name. I wish I would have gave her a name, but she's a Lawrence County woman, and she was arrested. I have a TCO sells it for you, and I'm going to let you read it.
This is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I'm going to let you read it because it is absolutely disgusting. All right. Are you ready? TCO sells it for you.
Worn maybe five or six times, some foot stains, straps in excellent condition, all around in great condition, paid over $100, asking $75, Birkenstocks in Clyde, Ohio.
Now, Six times? Was it worn by an ogre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you, 5 or 6 times, some foot stains.
I think it ran a marathon.
I can wear a shoe a dozen times, you'll never know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they ran a marathon in these Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
It is. This is the grossest thing I've ever seen. And someone wants, basically.
How long were they wearing them each time?
Worn 4 times. Was it a month apiece?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not take them off? Yeah.
They were only worn in a laboratory where I was testing my fats.
Yeah. When they want 75% of what they paid for them. And they look like you should throw them away.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Birkenstocks, that's an expensive sandal? Is that the case?
Not as much as it used to be, but it is still a solid.
It used to be like
you can get some life out of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these have had life out of them. Okay.
That's the thing. Like, I don't mind, like, for people that have issues or don't have a lot of money and they're buying used shoes and everything, but I think use, like, sandals.
Sandals, yeah.
Where it's just.
It's like use underwear.
Yeah.
You don't do that, you know?
It's just been It's just been foot to boot.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and
when you put your foot in and it feels like, you know, someone else's foot groove.
It's one thing to sit down on a toilet seat too quick after somebody and it's warm. That sucks, but it doesn't move. It's another thing to sit down like on the couch after somebody got up and you're like, boy, this feels different.
That's the weirdest thing, and people don't think about it, about being in IT is how many times you know the Uranus temperature of everyone in the office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you're in the chair. Yeah, your face is right next to the chair.
No, it's like, hey, let me drive. And they'll get up and you'll sit down. And you're like, wow, this seat is hot.
Yeah, your butthole is warm. Yeah. I bet you 63 are you fitting there. 63 planets?
When you sit down and the chair goes, poof. You're like,
That's so awesome.
You've been snorting dog, have you?
Hey, Linda,
bring that measuring stick over here.
Contamination? But, so again, maybe worn 5 to 6 times. I'm telling you, and I'll show you guys afterwards the picture. But it is absolutely disgusting that someone put those up and didn't wasn't like just here free.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've like in the past I've donated, especially like, you know, when you try new stuff, you're like, oh, I'm gonna try these underwear off of Amazon. You get them, you're like, nope. You know, you don't send them back. I'm sure Amazon will take them. They're like Walmart. They'll take anything back. You know. But realistically, then you donate them. I got 6 pairs. Or 5 pairs. I didn't put on the 6. I'll throw them in the donation thing. That's fine.
Especially if they're still like, you know,
they're kind of in the package.
They're weirdly folded around the piece of cardboard they put in there.
But it's one of those things where I don't expect somebody to get my barefoot sandals. No, I just don't. And again, if you're that bad off and this is good for you, but you don't have $75, you're going to give these away to somebody. There you go.
Right.
But this is, I mean, this is
asinine. If you have $75, you have $100 to go buy.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I have $50 to buy regular shoes. You know, I'll go get some Skechers and we'll be fine. All right. So now, strange story.
Strange stories.
And I'm going to preface this by, you know how fast I can eat. Okay.
Sure.
I have never eaten this fast. Vietnamese man's headache was caused by chopsticks in his brain.
Whoop.
Okay.
Did he snort him up?
First off, and I've never like eaten and been like, where's my fork?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never looked around and been like, I had a fork. All I did was eat. I don't know where a fork is.
You finding everything okay? Well, first off, I have a raging headache.
Yeah.
And I can't find my chopsticks.
I need another pair of chopsticks. But yeah, Vietnamese man, his headache was caused by chopsticks in his brain. So it says a bizarre medical case.
Well, maybe his wife shot him with the chopstick bullets and missed 6 times.
And then she bludgeoned him.
Shoved the chopsticks in his brain.
Yeah. But it says, and by the way, too, you had chopsticks. Now you don't.
Yeah.
You want to look for them?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I've never been in a table so massive where I'm like, where is the utensil I was just using to put
stuff in my face? Yeah. Where's the cutlery at? It says in a bar.
Hey, honey, I had a knife and fork.
She just starts beating you with the butt end of a gun. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. She just starts shooting at you.
Also, my face is bloody. I can't put this together.
But it says it happened in late November, all right? The man identified only as Mr. PVT. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. He's PVT. Hoy. Hoy. Okay.
He's very private.
So it said he'd been struggling with strange health issues for some time. Over the past 5 months, he suffered from severe recurring headaches and sensation of tightness in his skull.
First off, how do you get a chopstick? Is not like a crayon.
We're back to where we are. We're back to phase one, Right.
It's not like a crayon where right. kids would shove those up. Like, that's yeah. a lot of material to somehow whoop.
And again, I've eaten fast. Okay. I have you ever put a fork in like and it, like you hit it the wrong way with your teeth, you're like, oh, that's yeah. a feeling you never want to get. And then 6 minutes later you do it again. Or you bite the side of your mouth or you do it. I get it. I understand. Or the pizza's so hot, you're like, I'm gonna have no skin on top of my mouth tomorrow, but I'm already done the damage. It's delicious. Let's go.
This also, none of that has penetrated into your skull.
None of it's sunk into my brain. Not from there. But for you to have
so much pain until we touch your brain.
Bound it.
We're putting it in until we touch your brain.
There it is.
He also had regular discharge through his nose and throat, sometimes snot, other times pus. Ew. That's what they wrote. Okay. None of that stuff's normal. You're missing chopsticks.
Well, also you'd be like, you guys taste chopsticks.
You guys taste mahogany? What do they make chopsticks? I don't know what kind of wood they make them out of. But it says, still, Mr. PVT had not sought medical help. He simply tried to power through the pain. Okay, that's not a pain you power through. That's not a pain you power through. Until the day came where he no longer could. One day, Mr. PVT's nose got extremely itchy. While scratching it, he discovered what was described as a, quote, foreign object.
I have got this bug that I just cannot get out of here.
Trying to fix the issue himself, the man grabbed a pair of tweezers and tried to pull out the unwelcomed intruder. Again, chopsticks are what? 8 inches long?
At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Much to his horror, though, he discovered the object was a lot bigger than he'd realized. It had to get in there.
I am still back on page one. I can't figure out how he lost an 8-inch stick in his face.
Well, and it says chopsticks. So I'm guessing there's more than one.
Well, he's got two holes in his
nose. So it says, immediately following the attempt to dislodge the object, Mr. PVT took a turn for the worse. Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
I'll raise my hand. His headache exploded. He virtually lost his vision. And by the way, I've never eaten so fast. I've blurred my vision. Okay. I am a monster. I know what it's like.
You've crapped yourself into a coma.
I have crapped myself into a nap. I almost did after we went to do our 5K. But it says, and the flow of liquid from his nose became a waterfall. Now I'm a little grossed out. Okay. At this point, his family decided it was time to see a doctor. Not him. His family said, you know what? We never found those chopsticks. I think it's time we see a doctor. You think anybody had any idea?
Oh, yeah. His cousin, Mr. ENT.
ENT. Oi.
I'm ears, nose, and throat. ENT.
So they rushed Mr. PVT to the emergency room. Okay. 5 weeks later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's a rush.
I don't care how fast you go to the emergency room. The word rush is not part of it at all.
He wasted all the rush on the eating, which shoved it. Sticks up his face.
We live close to Chicago. If you went to Rush Hospital, that would not be a rush. Okay. I'm just letting you know right now, there is nothing quick about that whatsoever. So it says, to emergency room of the Vietnam Cuba Friendship Hospital in Dong Hoi. By the way, I just want to say Dong Hoi again. Dong Hoi. All right. Where doctors promptly gave him a CT scan. So PVT got a CT scan. Okay. That's a lot of letters. They discovered the man had suffered from intracranial pneumothorax, a life-threatening condition where excess air in the skull cavity exerts pressure on the brain.
Right. Hey, I just had a big meal. It's suddenly a lot windier up in my skull.
Yeah. You guys feel a breeze? You guys, shut the windows.
Do you guys hear a whistle? For 5 weeks, you just...
Sure is windy. Trees ain't moving. Flags are all laying down against the pole. Man, sure is windy out here. God, what are you talking about?
Idiot.
Yeah. So it says further tests revealed the obvious cause of Mr. PVT's condition. That would be a pair of chopsticks piercing through his nose into his brain.
Hey, you want to get the students in here? I want to see if they can figure out this gimme.
Hey, when we clear out the fart lady, can we get the glass table out here? I want to put him face down on this. I want to see what happens.
Hey, interns, can you tell me what you think this guy's getting his headaches from?
He's like, I don't smell anything, but I think there's contaminations in here. Linda don't have her pants on.
It looks like a couple of sticks. Hey, this guy's a doctor right here. Look, he got it on one.
Hey, who's a doctor? Huh?
I think I could have gotten that.
Yeah. So it says, a chop in the head. That's the next title. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Naturally, the doctors wanted to know how the chopsticks ended up in Mr. PVT's brain. Let me be honest with you. I've wanted to know that since the first sentence.
Since we got here,
Okay? So he had no idea at first, but then his family members chimed in and the story became clear. Oh, I cannot wait. Okay. Some 5 months earlier, Mr. PVT had been out drinking. Figured alcohol's somewhere near. Is that sake? What are you, Vietnamese? I don't know. What are you doing?
It's Japanese.
Japanese. Okay. So, but he's drinking some kind of Vietnamese beer, let's just say, okay? When he got in a drunken fight. Okay. If your weapon of choice is chopsticks, you won that fight, okay? Because you went home with no chopsticks, and this guy went home going, where's them chopsticks? Yes. Okay. He remembered that he got stabbed in the face with something and was taken to receive first aid. Okay.
Where?
Okay. Yeah. At the blind school?
Right.
Okay. They felt his face. We don't see nothing. Yeah. Okay. Who treated this guy for a stabbing to the face?
I'll tell you this. If they stabbed him, that's a brilliant move. Stab him right in the nose. Hey, we don't see any wounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It must be just, you must probably just bloodied your nose. You should be fine. If you have any headaches, though, in the next 5 months or so, check for sticks.
Yeah. Every time I pick my nose, I get splinters. Is that normal? No, it's not. So at the time, however, nobody found anything obviously wrong with him. Nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not an entry wound.
No, I'm saying if it went straight at the nose.
Okay. We assume no one thought to check if there was something up his nose.
Ah, there it is.
Okay. Mr. PVT got lucky as both the stab in the brain and the chopsticks remaining in his head could have easily killed him. Fortunately, there's a happy ending to this story. The doctors were able to safely pull the sticks out of his skull. They then fixed the hole in his brain in a microsurgery. Hey, probably in a lab where they know how farts contaminate, okay?
Let us know when you can smell Linda's fat.
Yeah. Are you there? Linda, hit it.
All right, sticks out. We got it. Yeah.
Linda's just eating a bowl of beans, just sitting there. What are you doing? We're pumping her up. We're getting ready. According to the latest reports from the hospital, the man was in stable condition, recovering well. Now, the next headline says, not as bizarre as you'd think. No, it is.
So far.
It's more bizarre.
Yeah. You're right.
It's not as I thought.
It's more.
So,
yeah, the little pie wedge. The little triangle goes. The triangles are squares.
It's a pie shape, sir. It's pie shape. Okay. And we're closed. Okay. As outlandish as Mr. PVT's case sounds, it's really not at all unusual in Asia. Okay. I've never been to Asia, and I probably never will be. If random chopsticks end up people's noses.
Mac, you've been in Asia. How many people did you meet that you assumed had sticks in their nose?
Approximately zero.
Okay, here's the next sentence. Chopstick-related violence and resulting injuries are relatively common in Asian countries.
Now, that I could believe.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically giving them a weapon.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, if you're drunk and you're just hanging out and suddenly you have sticks in your hands, I'm sure those are being swung at someone.
How do you think Asian prisons, people got to eat? People are probably getting shanked all the time in the mess hall. Think about it.
You ever been in a Turkish prison? No, but I've had sticks in my face in an Asian one. How many? I don't know. I've never even seen what an inside. Do they give them sticks? Do they just give them spoons? What happens in there?
I mean, wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah. So like over there, they get spoons. They got to eat because normally they would eat probably with sticks, I'm guessing. In a way, it makes sense. Chopsticks are hard, sharp objects that are readily available when people's anger boils over. Okay. I've never once thought, I'm so pissed off. Yeah, well, where's the chopsticks?
We sit down anywhere in a restaurant at home a spoon, a fork, and a knife.
Yeah.
I have never been in a restaurant so pissed where I'm like, ooh, free knives. Yeah.
I'm going to bludgeon someone with the butt end of my fork.
To be fair, I don't think I've ever been drunk in a bar with a knife, though.
No. So. Says, for example, in 2021, doctors had to pull two pieces of plastic chopsticks out of a Taiwanese woman's nasal cavity. She had gotten in a violent fight. This all comes back to violent fights. So apparently this really is. And it was with her sister who stabbed her in the face with a pair of eating utensils.
That must be like at the end of Star Wars where Luke shoots the thing right into the small hole at the end of the Death Star. Like if you're nailing someone right in the nose.
Yeah.
Just at the right angle where it goes. Foom,
yeah. You're like, ooh. But again.
Because your nose, like the cavity, like, you know, if you don't like it. I mean, I think we all found this out during the vid when they would do like the testing.
Yeah.
How far that like swab could go up your nose.
Well, and I get that, but the swab also has a little bend to it, a little flex. You're talking about an 8-inch straight.
Well, yeah,
rod.
The nurses weren't like in the drive-by slamming it up your nose. I'm saying if someone is like stabbing you in the face, I guess now I can understand that it would, But the point is that you wouldn't notice.
Okay. The last one, another chopstick assault from 2016 had a sadder ending. A 51-year-old Japanese man, 51-year-old, killed his elderly father. He's 51.
Oh, I thought the 51-year-old died. No, he killed his elderly father. All right.
With a chopstick, he tried to intervene in a fight between his mother and father. Okay.
Oh, well, here's the problem. He didn't learn from our story of last week. You don't bring a chopstick, you bring a dog.
Yeah, you bring a dog.
You brought a chopstick to a dog
to
fight.
To a dog fight. By the way, that dog doesn't fight. He's very friendly.
Do a dog not fight.
Bruh. So it says, during the scuffle, he accidentally jammed a chopstick he had been holding in the man's throat. Accidentally.
That's awful.
Accidentally. So the next time you're out for Asian food, be careful of those chopsticks. They can be dangerous. That's how it ends. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. I got to be honest with you. I don't eat with chopsticks. I have to do the cheater where they put the little rubber band around it. You know what I mean? And I still don't do that because I feel like a dumbass sitting there. It's like, oh, yeah, this guy. Plus, I don't want to eat two pieces of rice at a time. Give me a spoon. Give me a fork. You know, I don't want to eat my food.
Well, usually, like, that's, you see a lot of, in their culture, they hold the bowl up to their face so they can just kind of, like, scoop it in.
Yeah.
Also, their rice is usually stickier than ours, so it sticks together.
But that being said, that's probably why they're smaller than us, too, because I eat a lot, fast.
You know why they're smaller than us?
Yeah.
Every restaurant they call, Toppers.
Where can they find us, Dad? You guys close? A little bit, right little now? Bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, you know where you can find us, where it's never closed? ThatChecksOut.net. All the socials, ThatChecksOut. WTT. This episode has been created for you and recorded at Audio Hive Podcasting Studio. Come on down. That song you hear right now is performed by Dan Healy of Healy's House. This episode has been a TCO Productions. Damon and Ted, executive producer. That's him and me. We'll catch you next time.
Jerry was here too.
Jerry is always here, making us laugh, doing a thing. Guys, check out our Facebook page and our Instagram for Jerry's amazing art that he does during the show. It will crack you up like it cracks us up.